course, yeah, the competition during the Super Bowl last night, the battle for the best Super Bowl ad. Doritos, big winner according to USA Today's ad meter, with their sling baby spot, a kid in a treehouse with Doritos, taunting a grandmother holding an infant. So grandma launches the baby in a bungee cord contraption to snag the chips.
You want one? Sorry. Too bad you're down there, and I'm up here.
Goes the baby. Here now, media analyst John Carroll joins us. You know, overall, I mean, that was good, and even better when we remember that the Dorito ads are made by consumers, right?
Right. Yeah. The Doritos, for a number of years now, has had consumer-generated ads, and there's big money in it for the winners. That ad, if it stays on top of the USA Today ad meter, will get the creators $1 million from
wow.
Doritos. So they build a lot around this consumer-generated contest, and I got to say, you know, ad men on Madison Avenue have to be out on the ledge at this point, because those ads are as good as anything else that's on the Super Bowl.
Which may not be saying much.
No.
I mean, overall, what'd you think?
I thought it was a pretty dismal year, actually. I think the Super Bowl advertisers have sort of boxed themselves into this arms race. And what happens is they're so overproduced and so complicated that it becomes the law of diminishing returns. After a while, people sort of get lost. I was watching the Super Bowl with some friends of mine, and they kept saying, huh?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, there were a lot of retreads. Polar bears and chimpanzees and dogs were key. I liked the shout-out to shelter dogs in that beer
was good.
Ad.
Yep.
Some people are objecting to them showing greyhound racing in the Skechers ad. Greyhound racing is being banned in some states. But what else, you know, popped out for you?
Well, I think what popped out was the sort of the social media aspect of so many ads. I mean, what they're doing is they're trying to market on multiple platforms at the same time. So in a way, the ads are sort of a springboard for a lot of other marketing elements they have. So
Coca-Cola, for instance.
Coca-Cola had the two bears who were reacting to the game, sort of. But it helped if you went to the website that they pointed you to, because there you could watch the bears watch the game in real time and react to it. So each of those ads was supposed to reflect the action that was going on in the field. But, this has so many layers to it. And the assumption is that people want to get that involved, and I'm not sure that they do.
Yeah, well, our listeners weigh in on our Facebook page. You can as well. Karen Goff liked that Eastwood, the Clint Eastwood Chrysler ad that we mentioned earlier, Clint Eastwood sort of playing the part of Eminem this time around. Josie Bear liked the Sandman ad, a guy dreaming about driving a Kia. Paul Zagayski said, Best Buy, I love this one. This was the ad that featured real achievers like Ray Kurzweil.
I gave your words a voice.
I created the ability to share video.
We turned your smartphone into a musical genius.
And I turned it into a bank.
I created Instagram.
I created the first text message.
We created Words with Friends.
You know, real American achievers instead of some of these retreads, your thoughts?
Yeah, it actually had some content to it as opposed to just production values and entertainment value. This was an idea spot. You don't get very many of those in the Super Bowl. And one of the reasons why is the environment that most people watch them in. A rule of thumb is if people can't understand your ad with the sound turned down, then it's not going to be an effective Super Bowl ad. And what we saw was a tremendous number of visually oriented ads that you didn't need any narrative or dialogue with.
There was that guy that had a lot of muscle.
What David Beckham?
Yeah, David Beckham.
Yeah, more tattoos than muscle.
I just thought that was an interesting ad, given that the huge, I mean, yes, women, of course. I love the Super Bowl, but more men are watching than women. It was kind of odd to have this guy there with all his muscles.
Yeah, well, ads are aspirational, you know.
Okay,
so maybe they're thinking the guys will think, well, if I just get enough tattoos, I'll look like him.
You know, when you talk about all the money that goes into the ads, I had to wonder why Adriana Lima, who I understand is a model, shows up in two different company ads. She was in the Teleflora ad and then the Kia ad. You got to think maybe they would have an exclusivity thing.
No, she's a Victoria's Secret model, and
okay.
I think that she was part of the marketing campaign for Kia, and you saw teasers for her Six Ways from Sunday for the past two or 3 weeks.
There you go. Well, our listeners on Facebook also voted not for an ad but for a promo. This is for the NBC singing contest, The Voice. The stars of that show battling each other, you know, Mission Impossible style, flips and kicks. Because they hear this beautiful voice coming from a hotel room and they compete, and it turns out to be
Betty White.
Oh. It's about time somebody wanted me for my voice and not my body.
one of the reasons that networks pay top dollar for the Super Bowl broadcast rights is to promo their shows. Fox Broadcast got itself on the map by basically shelling out billions of dollars to broadcast the Super Bowl 10, 12 years ago. So I think that this is a platform where you have 110 million viewers, and you can go out and promote your network offerings, your primetime offerings. And I think that it's a really good place to do that. So it's a little ancillary benefit for the network that's broadcasting the game.
Well, it was a little bit of a letdown, but that could be just the general feeling we had here in the Boston area about
yeah,
the whole night.
Yeah, tough night for Patriots Nation.
That's right. Here Now media analyst John Carroll. Go to HereNow.org for his blog, Campaign Outsider. You can read his writing during last night's game. And also, you can weigh in on your own favorites for the ads. John, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.